Power Hour Nation, and thank you for joining us today and being with us. My pleasure. Wayne Elliott here as your host today. We just had Miss Nicole Gardner, a naturopath, on the line with us, and I did forget to raise the issue of stress with Nicole, but I was talking with you all about it before she came on the line. We've got another guest just joined us, was with me a few weeks ago, my lifelong friend, my old back catcher, and just a very, very good man, and I've always found Vince is quite insightful with these kinds of things that we're going through right now, and he's always maintained calm. In the old days when we were young in the baseball games, it was him would settle me down. He always seemed to have that ability. And so welcome, Vince. I'm glad you could make it with us again.
Oh, glad to be here, Wayne.
That's great, buddy. Geez, Vince, we've been talking about many things before you joined us, but I'll be darned if I don't just read that Canada sends 790, this is today's news, Canada sends 790 million to Bill Gates' organization to push global vaccination. We were talking about this before you joined us, Vince. I'm pretty stressed about this today, and I hate that. You know, I've been received a lot of training, and I take some great products, and I'm a busy guy, and I usually manage stress pretty well, but it's beginning to get to me. There's no question about that. Now, another 790 million, Vince. We sent $1.25 billion, was supposed to be for Canadian research. We learned that went to China, to this CanSino lab that's coming up with the vaccine. We were also told that the vaccine would be made in Canada. And he gave another, I forget, $850 million for that. And and what is it now? The first one that's been approved for trial, made in China. And now we're sending $790 million to push for global vaccination. Now, you know, I was kind of stressed when I read the other day that 72% of Canadians polled were in favor of mandatory vaccination. That was a stressor for me. You know, these vaccinations are a cocktail of viruses. And many experts tell us, Vince, that with each of these, in past, we have historical data. The creators have not studied these vaccines for the last 32 years. But other studies have shown that there can be millions of people that die. Notwithstanding, they may help millions of others. I don't have an opinion on that, truthfully. But that they know, I mean, let's face it, Jim Strauss thought it was madness to inject ourselves with the very thing we're trying to prevent, because we're supposed to get all of that naturally in our environment outside, from each other. We're social creatures. We are made up of a lot of virus and bacteria in our bodies. And as long as our immune system is good and our balance and everything is in check, it's just part of healthy living. But, this is very disturbing to me. Another, as though we're loaded with cash here in Canada, we're not. Big debts. Another $790 million on a whim, not approved by anybody but the PM, and it's to push global vaccination. I don't even know what to say about that, Vince.
Well, you know, Wayne, I think, you know, beyond the economics of it all, you know, my biggest concern, what people need to, you know, kind of remember and draw back on is, you know, fear. You know, the only thing to fear is fear itself. And we're getting nothing but, you know, fear mongers being thrown at us daily in the news here for an agenda, I believe. Just like you say, now it's rearing its head. You know that they're pushing through with vaccines as the solution. It's not the solution. Are you kidding me? I mean, going forward, you know, we need to switch our thinking to you know, to strengthening our bodies, you know, taking the task of, you know, we have a lot of desires, you know, mindful desires, you know, when we, you know, eat the wrong things and things of that nature. What about when it comes to our body's needs, you know, between vitamins, nutrients, and, you know, the proper herbs to get in our system, you know, to strengthen it? You know, that's where I want to come from, you know, and want people to understand if they would just look and trust their immune system to, you know, fight off and fend off any of these diseases or concerns, you know. So, you know, what we need to do is, you know, take these natural products. You know, I'm on a regimen right now, you know, between my heart drops and my CardioCom, because I'm still regenerating my heart. You know, I've gone on to take immune support and boost products. You know, there's a fabulous one that Strauss has with their oil of oregano called Smooth Oregano. It's a product that, you know, you can now is, I mean, everyone knows oil of oregano is pretty hard to take taste-wise. Well, this one here, you can, you know, take it as a cocktail. It's absolutely fine. You know, so Agrimax, another product that is available. And, you know, this one here is citrus seed extract. Yeah. You know, so I know everything I'm trying to take is to push my immune system, you know, up to 100%, so that it can fend things off. Not inject myself with a vaccine that you know, gives me the you know, the virus and disease and hope my body will manage it. I mean, that to me just doesn't.
It's fighting nature, isn't it, Vince? And anybody with common sense knows nature is all powerful. Nature has everything perfect and in perfect proportion. You know, Jim Strauss used to say, why do you think lightning hits trees and makes forest fires? I said, well, that's a great point, Jim. Why? I don't know. It's not like we need to waste the wood or kill the wonderful trees. He said, no, nature does it on purpose. We need the smoke. We need that forest fire smoke. We need the ash from it, and the soil gets rejuvenated. Otherwise, nature wouldn't do it. Everything is in perfect proportion. Now, in so many ways, over these last decades, we've done a lot of things both contrary to nature and thinking that we could do better than nature. And that, you know, that will always be like nails on a chalkboard to me, because I was Jim Strauss's student for so long that I just cannot believe that and don't. And I got a couple of more things, Vince, that, you know, again, with your insight. Two things, really. One, mandatory, that's nails on a chalkboard for me, but mandatory vaccination. Now, I got a question for somebody. Why would it need to be mandatory if the vaccines worked as advertised to protect those people that took the vaccine? Aren't the others that choose not to, aren't they only at risk themselves? If the vaccine works, aren't those people protected? And why would they be worried about mandatory? So that's the one question I have. And the second one is this, that, and this goes way back to the start of this, Corona, the evidence apparently was that this was all done on purpose, not to create a pandemic, of course, but to create, see, all dogs apparently couldn't live without coronavirus. Thankfully, it's not transferable to humans, apparently. But all dogs have coronavirus. I was kind of shocked to learn that, because they need it. It's part of their healthy system. Now, why were we trying to make, because this is what the news said, in the laboratory in China, why were we trying to make it more deadly, more serious? I could only think of one thing, which would be like biological warfare. And I honestly didn't think there was any of that anymore. You know, the I think the Germans used some in the Second World War, and it's been used different times, and it's just horrible, of course, to the people that suffer the exposure to that. We've done it to nature when the United States, during the Vietnam conflict, they had that Agent Orange, and it wasn't to kill people or anything. It was to clear some jungles away so they could see the Ho Chi Minh Trail and see the enemy and so forth. And because it was really, that was so difficult for the Americans and Canadians as well, soldiers, to find who the enemy was. You had the Viet Cong guerrillas that were dressed like other citizens. Then you had the North Vietnamese Army, but they had these jungles, I guess, that made it difficult for them to see from the air what they were doing. Well, that Agent Orange wasn't in. We know that now. It did end up harming some of our own boys and American pilots and that. I know a helicopter pilot that suffers to this day from the effects of it. But, you know, so those two questions, like, would there be another reason that we would pay, someone would pay millions to make a virus worse or more deadly? You know, that's the first question. And the second is, if vaccines work, why would they have to be mandatory then? Wouldn't those who chose not to just be at their own risk?
Yeah, I think that's a tremendous point, Wayne. You know, that they do not need to talk the word mandatory, because you're absolutely right. It's just if and there's always going to be that side of society that you know is unfortunately going to be fearful, and you know, with, you know, following the lead of whatever, you know, is put in front of them from the media, and, you know, they're going to be the ones that, you know, the reality is they're going to want to take that vaccine, but there's no need to be using words like mandatory. You know, what kind of society are we talking about here? What's next? You know,
well,
electronic,
you know, I know that the good Americans
that are zapping us, you know, because we're the ones that haven't taken it. Right, they limit our freedom, limit our travel, or limit, you know, all aspects. So now there's and you know, when you mention China, you know, I've been, you know myself, I've been dealing in business for several years, and you know, I've had firsthand look at you know, what I've been touting for years and years and years is this is an economic war that China has been, you know, waging against the U.S. In particular. And, you know, my firsthand aspect there was dealing with hardwood mills in the U.S. that would sell their product into China. Maybe an example, their white oak, you know, a beveled product. This is for flooring. You know, they would sell it into China for $2.35 a square foot, you know, which was a good dollar and a good sell for them at the time. You know, they would in turn, you know, put a stain on that product, put a finish on it, package it, you know, pay for the cost of shipping it over to China, and then sell it to me as a buyer up in Canada. And you won't believe at the price of $2.35 American.
Yeah.
So I got firsthand notice, you know, that they were, that communist capitalist regime in China was, you know, subsidizing, the products that they were shipping over here just to take the American dollars. You know, and eventually shut down the factories, you know, shut down the other hardwood companies, and you know,
there's a commercial break, Vince. We'll come back after the commercial, folks. We'll be right back.
Sounds good.
Oh, no commercial. I'm sorry. I must be hearing things now too, Vince. They got me so paranoid. But I hear you on that, Vince. And oh, we got Richard from Canada on the line. Let's take that call, Vince.
Alrighty.
It's Richard from the state of Washington. And this is kind of piggybacking on the last point. Basically, I ran across a paper in 2016. It was written by a company called SRS Roco, and the report was called the SRS Roco Report. And basically, the title of the article was "The Coming Breakdown of U.S. and Global Markets Explained: What Most Analysts Missed." And what this paper brings out is a concept called energy returned on invested, EROI. And what he pointed out was hunter-gatherers, essentially for one unit of energy invested, got 10 units of energy back. So they were way to the positive. Well, with today's modern high-tech food system, essentially it takes 10 units of energy just to get one back. And
sure.
Why this was significant and why he pointed this out was to get this production, we had to rely on oil. And as was just pointed out, the oil has caused us to go deep into debt. Basically, he said when you went past about 1917, you were using money to kind of keep the whole economy going and produce food for the people. And then by the time we got to, let's say, 1990 or so, we were just asymptotically raising the debt just to meet the needs of getting enough energy to produce food. And as you guys have been talking about, basically that's where we're running into the situation where we're in trouble. We've got so much of a population increase that we have to rely on oil to do this. And what this paper pointed out, that on about 2012, basically we just couldn't meet that situation. And I'll say 10 things that there are 6 things that were going to happen, according to them. And before I say that, he indicated that between 2011 and 2016, the three big oil companies went from $16.3 billion profit to minus $18.1 debt or loss because of this transition. We're using debt to get enough energy to produce the food for the population. But the 6 things that he pointed out were the standard investing practice of putting 95 to 99% of one's wealth in stocks, bonds, and real estate will be dead forever. Entire sections of cities and suburbs will experience a 75% plus decline in economic activity. This will destroy the value of most forms of real estate. No longer will investors be concerned about earning a yield or growing their wealth. Instead, investors will protect wealth as best they can.
Right.
Big investors such as Warren Buffett will watch as their wealth evaporate, never to return. Whole service industries and employment careers will disintegrate. Watch as restaurants and realty stores close doors by the thousands forever. The highly complex supply chain system that delivers goods will break down considerably. Trade will move to more regional or local systems. And what was amazing was he wrote this in 2016, and these are the exact things that basically have come about because of the coronavirus. Well, as Rob Emanuel said, this was the president's advisor back in before Trump, said, "We let no disaster go to waste." So in my perspective, what happened, I think, they knew that the people that really set up the system that we now employ knew that it was coming to an end. Rather than take responsibility for that and bringing that to the attention of the people, they blamed it on something in nature, quote-unquote, and masked the whole thing so that we didn't know that we were running into this problem and we couldn't deal with it. I think that is the major thing we've got to worry about is, you know, what kind of a situation up front or in the future are we going to come against?
Well, thanks for those comments, Richard. I personally believe that our environment is our biggest problem, global warming of the Atlantic Ocean and that Atlantic conveyor that is the single thing that keeps us from the next ice age. And they tell us the Atlantic Ocean's with 1.5 degrees Fahrenheit of stopping that Atlantic conveyor, is what the current's called. And so I think environment is going to be our worst problem, rather. But this whole business of China, I mean, you're a U.S. citizen. I think more like an American than a Canadian, to be honest. I'm not a socialist, and I have no use for that or communism. you Americans have fought it like no other in the world. You protect the free world, really. You're the leading protector, certainly, of the free world. And this whole notion that we've come to this point to trust the communist regime that runs China, it's not the poor folks, some of them still starving there every day. It's not the Chinese people. They're under these dictators and this communist regime. And, geez, if they speak out the wrong way like we're talking today, they can go missing and get killed. It's well known. The doctor that tried to report this apparently went missing, the doctor over this corona. But here's people that are proven technology thieves. They've stole so much technology. They tried it with our battery company. They made a six-month effort of having an interpreter in our office under the guise of wanting a program for the country of China, which we went ahead and developed for them. And they, all the while, they had cameras like crazy, and they wanted into that plant to be able to photograph the equipment to steal the technology. So they're technology thieves. And I'm talking about the communist government, not Chinese people, but they're technology thieves. They are cheats. They've used lead-based paint on children's toys and exported them around the world. They were caught at that when it was banned everywhere. Heavy metal on kids' toys. That was a real moral thing to do. They made Chinese pipe and tube for oil and gas called oil country goods. They found someone to put a label on it as though it were made in the United States, and that wasn't discovered until it failed in the oil field somewhere in America. So they're proven cheats, liars, and thieves. They're of a different, I don't know what to culture, if communism is a culture, than we are, and I don't know why we trust them to give them our economy. Here's the music, folks. Please stay with us. We will be right back. Thank you, Richard. Appreciate your call.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back. Great to be with you today, Wayne Elliott, with my old friend Vince Scott. And thank you, Richard, for your call. We appreciate that very much, and some very good points. One other thing, recently, Vince, about China, that I was really upset about this. And I suppose, boy, the arrogance of it and the confidence by Communist China that they do dominate the world's economy. They've written books and published books about it. Two generals in China wrote one that said we never had to fire a shot to take over the world's economy, and that's true. Well, a couple of days ago, Australia was one of five countries that have insisted, the United States is one, Canada is not, but the United States is one, United Kingdom, Britain, Italy, Australia, and I've forgotten the fifth one. They insisted there be an investigation from the source of this corona on down the line to try and connect the dots, both, I think, in our own best interest and to find out how this happened and if there's any culprits or shenanigans afoot, maybe. Well, they went to Australia, which may well be the, I don't know this, but I'm kind of guessing that it's maybe a lesser economy, less population than these other countries. America, of course, is the third biggest population in the world. But they put punitive, that means punishment, punitive tariffs on Australia, on their beef and their barley, two major Australian industries. Well, they put a punitive tariff of 80%, 80, on Australian beef and barley as a punitive action for them insisting or demanding an investigation. So they got punished for trying to get to the bottom of why the whole world is suffering right now. Now, I'll tell you what, boy, was I as offended by that as I was with that video watching our Canadian Dr. Tam speak over the video where they're handcuffing people. She's talking about we could make laws here to make this mandatory, these vaccinations, and intern people. That means like internment camps. where we're quarantined by force if we won't take the vaccination. This is what she's proposed. Now, I'm not sure if Dr. Tam is Japanese or not. I don't know what nationality she is, but the first thing came up for me was, you mean like Canada did to the Japanese citizens during World War II? And then later, of course, our prime minister paid them, paid their families quite a lot of money as an apology for that. So we're really talking about doing the same thing again because of anyone that refuses a vaccine. I'm very upset by these two things. Can you imagine the arrogance, Vince, and the confidence that communist Chinese government must have to punish a country for wanting to know the truth?
Yeah, that's amazing. You got to be beside yourself when you hear see things like this taking place. You know, it's when I started out earlier about talking about China, you know, and they really have to find a way, because money is behind everything, unfortunately. So they really need to find a way, you know, to do business with this this country, because they're not going to go away. Greed will keep them around forever, but they've got a big market there that needs to be opened up. Trump's doing, you know, all that he should. When he first came out with the tariffs, absolutely right thing to do. And when they countered with the tariffs and they were playing this back and forth game, you know, it was like, you know, China was, with their arrogance, was having the attitude, fine, we'll sell to the rest of the world. You know, you're not going to be hurting us to a major degree. We'll find, we'll create other markets and sell into the rest of the world. Then the next thing that comes about, you know, we got a worldwide shutdown.
Yeah.
Now, who's orchestrating a worldwide shutdown?
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to sell to Europe? You want to sell to these other countries? You know, they're not even going to, they're not going to be buying because we're going to have them shut down.
Yeah.
I mean, there's, you know, food for thought in taking these kind of conditions, you know, and working them for the, you know, a hidden agenda, a best case scenario for, you know, achieving an end result. So.
Yeah, but I got a feeling, Vince, some of these various agendas and other interests are not in the best interests of most of us. And this is what is so distressing to me. They've never made any other flu vaccine mandatory. They've always been available. The one time I took one, I had a vaccine years ago, I got the flu, and I normally don't. So, you know, and then, of course, meeting Jim Strauss, I pretty much decided that, no, it's not a natural way to help our immune system. By injecting ourselves with what quantity? Would you get the same quantity as me? I mean, you and I are both at least twice the size and weight of your wife, so does she get the same dose as you and I? I don't know. I don't have these answers, but I don't think they do either, Vince. It's pretty distressing. And I'll tell you, Vince, my faith and my hope and my prayers are with President Trump, because, first of all, he's got the guts to do what needs to be done. I believe that. And as President of the United States of America, that's the president of the biggest market in the world. The U.S. is, bar none, the world's biggest market. And I don't know. I wish we could have called China's bluff if we hadn't given so many jobs in manufacturing and turned over so much economy to them. I would love to call their bluff and said, okay, go ahead, let's see how you do without the United States of America. Let me tell you, Vince, there'd be tens of millions, the poor Chinese people, there'd be tens of millions more out of work. I think I call BS on that communist government if that's what they said back, that they'll just sell to the rest of the world. Well, they have been already, haven't they, Vince? They've been selling to the rest of the world in Europe already, Canada certainly, and everywhere else as far as I know.
Yeah.
So how are you going to lose your biggest customer, by far your biggest customer, and not skip a beat? So my prayers are with President Trump, and honestly, my prayers are that he wins the election. I'm not a political guy, but I just think he is the man for the job, and that's the only job. President of the U.S. is the only person that represents that huge market that can, I think, you know, straighten out things with China, put the world back in some better order. I mean, hard to believe we consciously just gave it to the communist government and communist country, and just hard to believe. I got a feeling our grandfathers, Vince, are just rolling around beside themselves after they fought them, you know, and here we are in bed with them, really. And
well, unfortunately, that's the greed element. You know that, Wayne, the, you know, one of our major companies up here in Canada, you know, would started out making 6 trips to China. They used to buy, we'll call it the American widget, you know, for $45 American, you know, took that product and, you know, the Chinese ended up duplicating it. They were buying it for $7 American.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
so, you know, putting it on the shelf, they didn't discount it. They had it out at the same price. You know, margins went through the roof, and, you know, their stock stock soared. So greed is, you know, a complete major element. And, you know, for people to take notice, I can't believe what's going on with the stock market. Incredible how the brokerage houses are taking care of themselves. You know, you buy this at this level, you buy that at that level, you know, keep this propped up here. You know, you got a pandemic going on, business not, you know, suffering everywhere, and the market's moving back up. Are you kidding me? And then for them to actually make a point and say, well, the stock market's not based on, you know, companies' performances.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Sentiment.
Yeah. I mean, that to me is just, you know,
madness.
Where they're not being, you know, investigated. Unfortunately, you know, it takes, like anything else, someone's got to be hurting, you know, dollar-wise or some-wise for action or change to take place. But, just another scary element, you know, what's transpiring out there.
That's for sure. We should give the folks some numbers again, folks. We haven't talked much about products today, but I'll tell you, the Power Mall has great immune support products, the Strauss line of products, REM Sleep and Tranquil for anxiety and sleep. You can contact the Power Mall at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or online at thepowermall.com. For any further information about Strauss products, if you wish, you can get them online at Strauss, S-T-R-A-U-S-S, StraussNaturals.com. They have some fine customer service ladies there, always pleased to help. So please do, and the Power Mall, I can assure you, has nothing but the finest products. I've been involved with them over almost 20 years, and it was Joyce Riley's M.O., and Daniel and Catherine Jay have just carried on the same tradition. That's why I'm so happy always to be on the Power Hour. It is all about the truth. And just a great organization to support folks is the Power Hour Foundation. So, you know, it's plenty of ways to get anxious these days, Vince. And I like that Tranquil formula. So I've only been on it about 2 weeks now. I'm grateful for it because I am feeling anxious, and these things like today in the news. I'm so offended with that video, Vince, putting Canadians into handcuffs and into cruisers. Well, she speaks over it. Now, if that isn't creating fear, will you tell me what that is? Why couldn't she just have said the words? They needed those films with her words over them, that here we are, your grandma's going to be arrested, and you'll be, you know. It's, I don't know. I can't deal with it, really.
No. You get into fear-mongering like that, and we're in another level.
And will you tell me, how could Bill Gates, I think the richest man in the world, mega, mega, mega billionaire, does he really need $790 million from Canada, a country with tons of debt, no Navy to speak of? We have a bit left, but no big warships. We can't apparently afford them. They were approved years ago. We don't have them. Really, do we need to send over $750 million to Bill Gates? And for what, Vince? To push mandatory vaccinations around the globe. Why are Canadians investing in that? Well, Vince, you know, we're both senior citizens. Can anyone live on the old age pension in Canada, pension in Canada? Can anyone make their way?
No.
No. You can't even have a room. You can't rent a room if you're on your own in Canada and survive, much less go to the grocery store. We need to be spending this money. You know, the day after President Trump said he withdrew the financial support to the World Health Organization because they'd let us down, and it seemed a bit incestuous, apparently, their relationship with China, who only contributed less than 10% of what America did, $40 million a year. And then Prime Minister Trudeau, the next day or two, said Canada will replace the money that America is not paying. Again, I was embarrassed that day. Again, where is this money coming from, Vince? There's only 35 million of us in Canada here. And you know, our senior citizens don't do very good unless they've done it for themselves. Certainly the pension's not taking anybody anywhere. But we have money for this? It's offensive.
It is.
So offensive. Boy, oh boy. And I was lucky. I didn't have a mom or a dad or a grandma or grandpa that was hungry or going without. I've been lucky my whole life, never gone hungry. But by God, there are a lot of people, aren't there, Vince, in our country, the supposedly richest country in the world at one time, they called us, till we mortgaged it all and sold it all off to the likes of China. And we're renters in our own country, darn near. You know, I don't know how it got like this. You know, are we naturally socialists, or what the hell's the matter with us up here?
Well, you know, when there's an element to, you know, with the handouts from the government, you know, and oftentimes when you have, you're allowing huge immigration, and there's always an immigration element that, you know, a country requires. I mean, to spread the tax burden around, et cetera, you know, bringing in qualified, immigrants into your country and that. But, you know, if you were ever looking to buy a vote, you know, as a government, you're going to be doing an awful lot of handouts. And unfortunately,
they sure do that, buddy, and it's sickening to me. You're right. I suppose it's buying votes.
Old 40 acres and a mule routine.
Yeah.
You know, the U.S. is aware of that, you know, how they grew up. So, it's a tactic that sickens the, you know, anyone. You know, that would have been brought up with a work ethic and, you know, and what was, you know, disciplined mannerisms. You know, if you don't have those things, then, you're going to be standing there with your hand out. And don't get me wrong, there's people that require and need things that are out of their control.
That's
right. But, you know, the ones that take advantage, they're growing in numbers like we've never seen before.
Well, since our government gave everyone that was laid off or at home $500 a week, do you know what you can't hire in Canada today? Part-time workers, because there was no differentiation. If you worked at a health store and your part-time hours added up to $100 a week, you got the $500 anyway. I just did a show this morning with a health store in Owen Sound, Ontario, and trouble getting the part-time staff to come in because they're making way more staying home. And so what's this going to do for our economy? Is it no more part-time workers, just totally bloat the welfare rolls? I mean, where is the smartness in this? One thing the American people should know, Vince, is don't copy much of what you see in Canada. not the health care, where you'll wait 6 to 9 months to see a specialist. You may die waiting for your heart surgery. You know, in America, you can have a heart surgery tomorrow, Vince, at any number of cities. You know, it's expensive, there's no doubt, very expensive. But the service is there like it isn't here. We can't even keep doctors in Canada. They don't get paid enough. You know, don't copy our tax system. I'm in business here. It's my 50th year. What's the top income tax rate now, Vinny? 53%. That's the personal one. Then there's the business tax. And then there's the provincial tax, or in the U.S. it would be a state tax. Then there's the sales tax that in Canada now we pay it on haircuts, food, we pay it on every single thing, 13% more. That's what the tax is.
Everything we touch.
Everything
and
we touch.
That's really what, you know, is per capita, our tax burden up here in Canada. Oh, I can't even imagine what the comparison would be to the U.S. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. They better keep have their eyes open. If they want all that we have, you know, just be prepared, you know, to put out that those extra tax dollars.
Oh, boy, when you start sending people in taxis to see the doctor free, to get the prescriptions free, stop at the grocery store on the way home or maybe the beer store, imagine that with 330 million people in America. It'd be 10 times the problem it was for us, or it is for us. And to take away the incentive, like in Cuba or other communist socialist places, no incentive. And down the drain you go, you know. So it's something else. I don't know how this happened, you know. Canadians are great people. We're caring people. But I don't think we've paid attention, Vince. I don't think we've paid attention to what's gone on here and what's happened to us.
No, no. Too many distractions.
Yeah.
With social media. What are you going to do?
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, folks, they you know, I'm sorry to talk all this nonsense that causes anxiety and so forth. You know, we have to do our best not to get overstressed. We're natural, we're social creatures, all of us humans are. So this isolation isn't helping us. It's causing everything from increased domestic violence to increased mental health issues and anxiety and depression. People, you know, can easily lose hope. We've just got to try and do our best not to let that happen. Keep getting some exercise, some sunshine. Try and eat the best food you can. Stay in touch, certainly, with your friends and loved ones. It's very important. Love is a very powerful thing, the most powerful thing, I think, on Earth, and it's natural. We have to try and be grateful for what we have, and we certainly have to try and stay aware of what's happening around us and maybe happening to us, is the best we can do. Again, the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, you can get all these great products, all the immune products that are good to support your immune system. And there's never been a time in history where we've needed supplements more than today. If it's not in our soil, it's not in our food. If it's not in the food, we don't get it. And therefore, you know, on my list, Vince, of things I take every day is full spectrum minerals. Me and my mom both would get leg and foot cramps if we didn't take them. Well, it's a sign we had a deficiency in something, in one or more of those minerals. So I don't get cramps if I take those full spectrum minerals. I'm confident that I'm getting what isn't in the food anymore. And these cleanses, folks, so many of these products, like the Strauss products, truly are cleanses, like changing the furnace filter, like changing the filter in your vehicle, the filters, or your machinery, your tractor. If you don't do it, you know the tractor or the car's in trouble. We're really the same way. We need to clear the toxins out. And you cannot do it with diet and exercise. You cannot do it. We don't have the natural foods and enough of them to do it. So supplementation is the best way. Some of these are just treatments, of course. They're just cleanses. You don't take them every day forever, like the Strauss kidney blood pressure or the Strauss CardioCalm. Any good liver cleanse is just a great thing to do. Clean your filter. And you know, I've seen miracles with these things myself, Vince, or what doctors call miracles anyway. Just these natural substances that support our body's own functions to do what they're supposed to do, as opposed to changing our body's functions to deal with symptoms. There's a huge difference there, and it's as big a difference as food and chemical drugs. You've taken enough stuff yourself, Vince, with your heart. You had born with a heart murmur, and you were the only one of your great football family that couldn't play football because of it, but you caught baseball for all those years, and at age 29 had open-heart surgery, didn't you?
Yeah, no, and, you know, I'm glad, you know, I was introduced to the Strauss products at a time when I, you know, hadn't researched or knew much about herbs and the benefits and what the body required. And, boy, I'd done an awful lot of reading and understanding and learning of these products, and thank God I did. When I had my last heart event that I had, that they sure still don't know what caused it, but you know, my regimen of heart drops and cardiocom, you know, are known as they were heart capsules at the time, but now known as cardiocom, improved my heart and regenerated it. So I'm absolutely pleased.
I love when that cardiologist told you, Vinny, that they're not trained to see what they saw in you with your infarction rate. Here's the music, folks. We're done again. It's been great being with you. Thank you, Vince, for joining me. Thanks, Nicole, for joining us. And always my great pleasure. Stay well. God bless. And don't hesitate to call or get in touch with the Power Mall. Thanks again, folks.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.